What's up? It's Lord Math. I'm over here doing one of these bathroom files. You already know what it is. I'm trying to keep it real and whatnot. I'm in the bathroom, so it's going to be a bit of an echo. This is where I feel comfortable right now. I'm going through some things. Cat over here trying to bother me, of course. So what I'm thinking about right now is that Alex Jones shit, right? Alex Jones supposedly ordered to pay $1 billion and basically restitution for having a conspiracy theory. Now, we let that go under the radar. We ain't really talk about it. Nobody really spoke about it. Nobody regular. And I've been telling y'all niggas that it's going to be a war on conspiracy theorists, man. They want you. The whole thing with freedom of speech, you see when you look at it, it's all about not hurting people's feelings and not offending anybody. Even if there's factual things in play, you're not supposed to talk about it, right? So what they're saying is that Alex Jones was speaking about conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook, and that caused the people, the families of the victims, to get harassed by people online. First, the problem that we have to deal with is you taking a man and you making him pay $1 billion for his words, right? That caused the actions of other people, technically. But in any other situation, we would look at these people as adults, right? Who have their own reasons why they do things. It's very dangerous to say, because let's think about it. What is a conspiracy theory? A conspiracy theory is a person asking a question about what's going on around them, right? More specifically about, are people working together to cause this or to hide something? Are they working together in some way behind this in a way that we don't know, where they're colluding with each other? That's what it is. And with the freedom of speech, which it always trump everything. Freedom of speech should always trump anything. With freedom of speech, right? You're supposed to be able to ask these damn questions. And this is the shit we like to talk about. We like to act like this shit is all not relative, nigga. Like it's all irrelevant. A motherfucker's supposed to say, you got freedom of speech. You can say anything that you want. But also, if you do, we're going to take all your money away. Not legally. There's no actual reason why the money should be taken away. And if law was based on what made sense and not whatever the fuck they could find in these loopholes to make your ass give somebody some money or send your ass to jail, then maybe he wouldn't have to pay that billion. Like, let's factor this in, right? Let's factor this in. It should still be recording, hopefully. Right now, what I'm looking up is the Johnson & Johnson lawsuit. Johnson & Johnson lawsuit. All right, so let me just make sure this shit's still going. It's still going. So this shit says Johnson & Johnson agrees to pay $100 million settlement as of October 2020, right? And this is about 20,000 women filing a suit. Right? A suit that was saying that this shit gave him some kind of cancer, maybe ovarian cancer from using talcum powder. That's a company, $1 billion company. I'm quite sure they worth more than $1 billion. That's $1 billion company having a product out for decades that was giving women cancer, and all they got to pay out is $100 million. Turn around. Alex Jones says something about Sandy Hook being fake, probably because the parents couldn't muster up a goddamn tear while they was on camera. Probably because they on motherfucking camera talking about, oh, my daughter died, and it's because of these guns. We got to get rid of these guns. If there was no guns in the world, then my daughter would still be alive today. It's like, nigga, you had to jump over a whole bunch of shit that human beings live by. You know what I'm saying? Human beings don't go outside and just kill people, regardless of a gun or not. Person don't get a gun in their hand and be like, oh, shit, I got a gun. I gotta go shoot somebody. What are you talking about? Oh, time to go mass shoot. What? It's time to go mass shoot. What are you talking about? How is it proper for a person to ask a question about something, not even cause something, not do something himself, right? Bring up a question. Now, when you bring up a question, the problem is there's too many other questions, right? And this is what I like to say all the time. A conspiracy theory would not exist if everything made sense. Or at least if a majority of things make sense. To a person with a child, I know if I was up there and my kid just got shot at school and died with a bunch of other kids, I can't even go up and talk. Nigga, did you see that? Did you see that footage, right? Remember that duck boat? I forget where it was, but a duck boat sank. And a whole family died on it. A whole family. Months after that shit happened, they brought the surviving mother up to speak. And she still could barely even talk. Because she just lost her goddamn family. Even if it was months ago, we should be able to see some type of real emotion. And these niggas never cry when it's a mass shooting. Nobody ever really crying, son. You know how your kid a fake cry? That's what these niggas sound like. Just a bunch of sobs. They sound, coincidentally, exactly how a person would sound in a movie when they trying to fake cry, but they ain't got the acting chops to get a tear out. It's the same thing, man. Now, without these inconsistencies or abnormal motherfucking situations, there would be no questions. There would be no questions of conspiracy. And my point is, it's crazy as hell that I'm hearing that a man is supposed to be paying out $1 billion to victims, so-called victims, right? Or the family of victims who was shot in a school. The government don't gotta pay these niggas. The family of the person who killed the kids don't gotta pay them. And at the same time, we got that going on. Johnson & Johnson, who physically did something wrong, is only paying out $100 million. And I'm quite sure they got infinitely more money than Alex Jones. I'm quite sure Alex Jones can't even run InfoWars no more. Most likely. Johnson & Johnson, in 1 year, they got a lawsuit for giving women cancer. And then by the next year, they was making a vaccine to help niggas with COVID. How does that work? Shouldn't they be shut down? You gave people cancer, nigga. You gave people cancer for years. But they just keep running. Cards stacked against us, man. That's all I got to say today. I'm out. Peace.